So there's kind of a technical issue happening in Israel at the moment, a legal technical issue, which is kind of resulting in a mini constitutional crisis. We are not going to spend too much time on the actual incident itself, because the principle is just so much more important than the detail. But to discuss a Times of Israel article today with me is Dr. Ronit Levine-Schnur. She's a senior lecturer at Tel Aviv University Faculty of Law. I just very quickly want to read you the headline in the Times of Israel today. It is this: five former presidents of Israel's Supreme Court have jointly criticized the government's position. It's apparently absolutely unprecedented that five former Supreme Court presidents have all taken the view that we are in very dangerous territory right now. Dr. Levine-Schnur, thank you so much for being with us on Chai FM.
Hi.
Doc, I don't want to spend too much time on the details, but I think maybe if you could just very quickly encapsulate for us, how did we arrive at this point?
You are very right to realize that the technical or the legal issue here is quite complex, and it's not of a great importance. Yes. The bottom line is that the Supreme Court provided an interim order according to which the commission in charge of television broadcasting in Israel should sit in its current position with the current people that are still presiding in this commission. And the government decided, and I'm putting quotations over decided, because that's a sort of decision that it's not permitted to take. So it decided that they will not obey to this order provided by the court, arguing that it is against explicit law. So, and then they not only took this decision, but also sent a letter to the Supreme Court saying, we do not see ourselves abided by this decision of yours. And this is what we call a case of constitutional crisis, because there are two sources of law. One is the court, and another is arguably the government. And each of them is saying something different about the legal state of affairs. Now, the update is that a few hours ago, this commission actually gathered, and its members decided, I guess, that they will abide to the court order and not to the government's decision. But still, the crisis continues, in the sense that once the commission will deliver its decision, I haven't seen if that has happened today yet. I'm not sure what happened in their sessions today, but there are some decisions that they ought to take. And if the government would say, well, I do not respect the normative value of this decision because I've already announced that I'm going to refuse any legal consequence to this court order, then we will be in a position that we have two levels of laws, two legal scenarios, and we are not sure which to abide. And this is the reason why former chief justices and also other groups, such as the chief commanders and the president of the state and other important figures, have announced that this is something that cannot be. I mean, the government is really taking here a step that destroys
the rule of law,
the idea that it's a rule of law country. Exactly.
It's astounding to me. It's absolutely astounding to me. I mean, if there is an issue, if there's a need to reform the judicial system, surely there are other ways to go about it. You bring it to the public for a vote. You sit and you discuss and you agree. But to just say, to bring the whole house coming crashing down, to refuse an order of the Supreme Court, is something I just do not understand. Is it precedented? Have you
Just to correct you.
No, go
just on. Just to correct you, it's not the entire house. It's the government.
Yes, okay? Fair enough.
It's not a Knesset decision. Okay. Yeah. Have I seen an example for something like that?
I'm just talking about the fact that it's Barak, Beinish, Grunes, Chayut, Fogelman. They're all speaking in one voice. I mean, that surely has got to be unprecedented.
Look, I would want to say that critics of the legal system would say, don't be so impressed by them speaking in one voice, because they are made of the same skin. And this is why we need to reform the system. Mm. Okay, so just, I mean, I would want to cite such an argument. However, you said that if you want to reform the legal system or whatever, there are ways to do it. But listen, this is really not about any type of reform. The entire story here is whether there are conditions under which the government will be given orders by the court. Now, if you fail to acknowledge the possibility of such cases, what you actually say is that the government is above the law.
Absolutely.
So it's not a question how the formation of the Supreme Court, who are the justices, doesn't matter. But for dictatorships, any court of law, even if you appoint it in a politicized way, and we know it from the United States, even if it is formed by a political decision-making appointment system, still there are cases in which Supreme Court might order the government or the president, this is forbidden. And what the Israeli government has done yesterday, the day before yesterday, is to say, look, we do not respect this very basic principle that the government must abide to the orders of the court. And this is why you see this kind of letter coming out, and the fear, which is sincere, that such a government would not only disrespect court orders with respect to some commission regarding broadcasting. We are in front of an election. What would result if the Supreme Court would provide decisions about the elections, about their legality or whatever, or just minor matters, even in such cases, and the government would say, no, hey, we do not respect court orders.
You've raised something fascinating now. I never thought about this in the context of an upcoming election. Do you think the Likud bloc, or the Gush, or whatever you want to call it, do you think it's in their interest to have taken such an incredibly harsh position on this issue? Do you think it's playing to their electorate? Is that what's really going on here, perhaps?
I can only hope that the Israeli public is still reasonable enough to realize that it's not about the substance. It's not about whether we are rightist or leftist. It's really not about that. We want to live in a system that respects the rule of law. Because you are in South Africa, I would also say that the rule of law must maintain equality and some basic principles of fairness. It's not enough that we abide the law. The law should also be of essence that we should abide to. But since in this case, the court order, or with respect to the upcoming election, the court orders are just reasonable interpretations of the law, which they did not set, but only did what they are supposed to do, the interpretation process, then there can be no reason for the government to behave this way. And I believe the Israeli public understands it. And they can see beyond pro or against Bibi to understand, regardless, if they have come to such a level of disrespect to our joint institutions, to the idea that we are a member of the kind of the family of countries that respect the law, then we cannot give you our voices.
You know, it's really interesting. Yesterday, I found myself speaking to an Israeli lawyer. I'm not sure if he's practicing anymore. He used to be the prosecutor in Judea and Samaria for the army. But, I mean, a man of law. So I kind of would have expected him to have adopted the approach that you're taking, saying that we abide by the rule of the game. But he didn't. He kind of was intimating to me yesterday that the courts had this coming. He sort of made the argument that there were that years and years of judicial overreach have created the conditions for exactly this kind of a backlash. And I'm wondering, you know, you're saying the average Israeli is going to wake up and see that, in fact, I think there's a lot of Israelis incredibly angry with the way the courts are constituted and the fact that they're not accountable.
I understand these broad claims, but I have to tell you that I must deny them in the sense that it's really not about that at the moment. It's not about an outrageous decision by the court to prohibit something that or to demand. No, it's very, very simple decisions on daily matters. And the government takes this wave of the general opposition or call for reforms to justify the total change of mind with respect to the rule of law. So I think I know who you are talking about. I think we also served together in the army. And I must tell you that at the time, he too believed, and I still believe, that we must abide to court orders, even if we dislike them. And no judicial system can be claimed to have it coming because it delivered in the past decisions that someone didn't like. This is ridiculous. Okay, and I hope that most people do realize it. I think so. This is what I hear from my students, at least, that they appall such actions by the government.
We'll see how this plays out in October. It's going to be very interesting times. Dr. Levin Schnur, todarabalach. Thank you for chatting to us on Chai FM.